These are supposed to be lean and mean times. You know, everything's got to downsize and you got to cut everything and so on and so forth. And in fact, they are lean and mean times for about 80% of the population, whose wages and standards of life have in fact been declining steadily. And by now it's heavy decline since 1980. That's continued through the Clinton recovery. The recovery is real. In fact, there's been faster growth in the last couple of years than any time in the Reagan years. But the decline continues. That's also unprecedented. It's never happened before during a recovery. But of course, it's not for everybody. That's only like 80% of the population. And then there's a sector that's sort of stagnant. And then when you get to the top few percent, it's just been shooting through the sky. For example, CEOs, chief executive officers of corporations, their salaries have gone up about 66% since 1980, the period in which around 80% have been seen family income declining. The ratio between CEOs and industrial workers is by far the highest in the world in the United States, although England is catching up to us slowly. So the CEOs are doing fine. Investors are doing great. Capital gains have gone way up. Return on investments have, you know, gone very high since 1980, right through the roof. Speculators and financial markets are doing very well. These are people who speculate against currencies, seeking to prevent economic growth. That's their main point. They want to make sure growth stays low. And that's where you move your money for well-known reasons. So they're doing fine. And in fact, about $1 trillion a day now is flipping up and back between international financial markets. That's a huge explosion, partly for technological reasons, because of the growth of telecommunications, although it actually took off around 25 years ago when Richard Nixon dismantled the post-war economic system. The United States is the big guy on the block, so it sort of does what it wants, and didn't like the terms at that point, so it just dismantled it, and that dismantled the regulation of currencies, and that has led to an enormous growth of speculative financial capital. Just to give you some figures, in 1970, before this, about 90% of the capital in international exchanges was related to the real economy. It was either for investment or trade or whatever, and 10% was speculation. By 1990, those figures had reversed. It was 90% speculation, 10% real economy related. And last year, according to an UNCTAD report, UN Monitor, Economic Monitor, it was 95% speculative capital, 5% investment in trade. Furthermore, these percentages are not only has been there a shocking reversal, but the amounts have gone way up. This is out of a far bigger pool. The amount of capital moving around in these exchanges is huge.